We spoke with Peter Zimmerman, who's a nuclear physicist and arms control expert. He was a chief scientist for the Arms Control and Disarmament Agency and the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. We kind of went over scenarios with him because he has kind of laid out these scenarios in a lot of his studies on how terrorists could get their hands on a nuclear weapon, how they would deploy it, what kind of damage it would cause. So we did all that in a segment for our program. And essentially, he said that the most likely way that a terrorist group would get its hands on a nuclear weapon is to make it themselves. He estimates, and based on some of the studies he's done, that it would take them about 6 months to a year to do about $10 to $12 million, including paying physicists, scientists, technicians, security people, other support people, paying bribes to several people to get them to, give access to some uranium and some other things. So he estimates that's what it would take, and it would take 6 months to a year to build it. They would be able to build probably a bomb on the order of between 1 and 2 kilotons. Now you compare that to Hiroshima, which was 12.5 kilotons. So it's a relatively small nuclear weapon. However, it would be fairly easy once they built it to get it into a city. They could fit it into a minivan and go and park it somewhere in New York City. Once it explodes, again, it depends on, where you park it and what buildings are around it. But everything within about a sixth of a mile pretty much would be destroyed. Then, you get into lesser damage, a third of a mile, a half a mile out, but still a lot of buildings are damaged and people would die. He estimates about 50 to 100,000 people would be killed by this.
So they'd have to have the money and the time and the expertise, but they'd also have to have the material. Now, did this nuclear summit help eliminate that last part? Is it going to be harder for them to get their hands on the material?
I think that's the whole goal here, and I think that, whether this summit actually eliminated the danger or not, I would tend to doubt that, frankly, but the good thing is that, they're getting leaders together from all the countries that are relevant in this debate. You're talking Pakistan, India, some of the other countries that have developed nuclear weapons and who have nuclear material, and getting them to talk about ways they can secure this stuff. I mean, that is really the key here. They have got to have mechanisms in place for securing it, and they've got to prevent people from basically being corrupted by terrorist groups who can be paid off by them. I mean, there's a famous story about the nuclear scientist in Pakistan, basically the father of their nuclear weapon, A.Q. Khan, who has been jailed in Pakistan for essentially giving away a lot of secrets and material to groups that are, let's say, less than noble in their intentions. So, the whole thing is to actually get more awareness of this out there, basically let these leaders of other countries know that, look, we're all watching you and your behavior in this situation. Don't let it happen on your watch.
From your research and from the interviews that you've done, did it sound like it would be relatively easy or a little bit harder than perhaps we figured for the bad guys to get their hands on something like this and do damage with it?
I think it would be harder than we might have figured, frankly. I think that, when you're talking $10 to $12 million and paying off nuclear physicists and getting them to work for you and putting all this together, remember, you'd have to do it in complete secrecy in a setting. Mr. Zimmerman estimates that they would probably build this bomb inside the United States. Now, to get that done with all that, with all those resources, and do it in complete secrecy, I think would be very hard. But, clearly, when you talk about some of this stuff, it may not be impossible, and that's the whole thing here. I mean, that's what scares so many people, is that this may not be impossible. And, what experts have told us and what intelligence officials have told us is that the desire is certainly there, from these terrorist groups to get their hands on the nuclear material and build a bomb. That has not changed, but they haven't made much progress in doing it, frankly, and that's the key, is to keep that from really advancing any further.
And I guess that's the good news of it, that they haven't made much progress, and you have to trust that the people you recruit into your plans wouldn't spill the beans. I mean, it's got to be secret.
It's got to be secret. It's got to be airtight secret, really. I mean, you've got to have so many people, basically, he estimates it would probably take about 20 people total to get this done. And, all those 20 people have to be incredibly disciplined. They've got to have, basically, they've got to leave no trail behind. And again, you're going to have to construct this thing in absolute secrecy. And whether you you know, it would be easier to do that in another country, that may not have the, you know, the police capability, the surveillance capability that the United States has. So again, it is a large challenge for terrorist groups. But again, the fact that it's not impossible is what scares so many people.
Yeah, and you mentioned the 20 people estimated, you know, a rough estimate of 20 people. Did he have a rough estimate of how much money it would take?
Yeah, he said about $10 to $12 million total, and that's to pay these people to bribe other people in positions of authority who might be able to give you access to, you know, facilities, to uranium, to some of the other materials. So, again, you're talking 20 people, some of whom are, you know, would have to be accomplished nuclear physicists, technicians, scientists, and others, paying them a lot of money. Getting the access that you need and doing it all in complete secrecy. It's a big challenge. Look, the terrorist groups are traditionally very patient. They'll take the time that they need. They'll do the research they need. They'll do all the legwork they need to do. 9/11 was certainly evidence of that.